Vocabulary with comments from Lesson 11, more first and second declension nouns. Now please notice that the first declension nouns all are feminine, and so the article attached is hey, and the genitive form is either ace or os. So that indicates first declension. The second declension nouns, notice that they all end in oo, the genitive form, that is. And the article might be either masculine or neuter, because again, the second declension has both masculine and neuter forms. So let's look at the words. Agape, ace, hey, means love. And that one's pretty well known. Agape means love. Gay, gace, hey, means earth. We actually use this when we use the word geology, which is the study of the earth. We don't say geology, but we say geology, but it's the Greek root there. Geology, geology. Okay. Gaze, hey, is earth. Hemera, os, hey, means day. That's hemera. Phoné, ace, hey, means voice. It can also mean sound. Actually, that's true of many of these words. I'm giving you the most common meaning, but lots of them have multiple meanings. But anyway, phoné can mean voice or sound. And we use the word phonograph, right? Phoné. Phonégraph. Graphé means write in Greek. So phonégraphé would be the Greek, but it's a phonograph in Greek. I'm sorry, in English, and that is what we use to record sound. Phoné, ace, hey, means voice. Psuché, ace, hey, means soul. It's the root of our word psychology. And again, the Y in English usually is a alliteration. It's the transliteration, I guess that's the right word, for the Greek letter upsilon is usually transliterated over into a Y in English. So psychology, it's what we call it, psychology, study of the human soul or mind or whatever you will. Hora, os, hey, means hour. And I don't know if you had any Spanish, but they would always say, ¿qué hora es? What hour is it? Hora, same exact word as in Greek. Hora, os, hey, means hour. Now, we switch to second declension nouns, and notice again that the genitive form will now be u, and the article will either be ha or ta. Okay, so here we go. Hearon, u, ta, means temple. And I can't think of any cognates for that. Hearon. U, ta, means temple. Kurios. U, ha, means Lord. Jesu Christu kurios esten. Jesus Christ is Lord. Kurios, Lord. It could mean sir, it could mean master, but normally in Scripture, of course, it refers to the Lord. Kurios. U, ha, means Lord. Namas, u, ha, means law. And actually, we do have cognates for that, like nominalize is to find the basic core meaning or something, the root. So we do have some cognates there. Namas, u, ha, means law. Nomenclature, I just thought of that one too. Okay, anyway. Uranos, u, ha, means heaven. Uranos means heaven. Now, this one I can't think of cognates for. Maybe you can. Uranos, u, ha, means heaven. By the way, if you think of some good cognates, email them to me. I'd love to add them to the list. It helps everyone out. Okay. Prosopon, u, ta, means face. Prosopon, u, ta, means face. Pop quiz, what gender? Prosopon, u, ta. Neuter, right? Neuter article, ta. Technon, u, ta, means child. Technon, u, ta, means child. Bill Mounts named his Greek site Technia after his children, Technia, but that would be the plural form. Here we have technon, means child. Technon. Ou, ta, means child.